Radio MD. RadioMD.com. The tips, tools, support, and inspiration you need on your wellness journey. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Has a smell ever transported any of you back to an earlier time in your life or made you feel a really strong emotion? That's because our sense of smell is very tied to our emotional pathways. The oldest part of our brain is connected to our limbic system, which plays a role in our sense of smell as the epicenter of our emotional lives. My guest today is the lovely and inspiring Jennifer McKay Newton. She is the CEO and founder of Define Me Fragrance, which offers a collection of scents that embody inspirational personalities. Jennifer has dedicated her life to creating wearable reminders of the positive personality traits that we all possess. I'm so pleased and honored because I love this subject matter and to have Jennifer here to talk about her work, how through her fragrances, women can feel empowered and authentic, and just how we could heal overall. So Jennifer, welcome to the show. So happy to have you with us today.
Thank you so much. So great to be here. I'm super excited.
Yeah, well, we've talked a little bit before, and I just, you know, I really personally feel how, you know, how healing scents can be, how triggering they could be. I really have always been pulled by that in my whole life. So I'm excited to hear your take on that and really how scents and how our sense of smell really is connected to our emotional lives. Can you just tap into that for a moment?
Yeah, well, absolutely. As for myself and how I discovered this connection, I actually like to say that I launched my fragrance company when I was 14. So going back, you know, hindsight's 2020, as they say. So going back when I was in the fifth grade, I was about 10 years old, and I was lucky enough to go on a trip to France with my French class. And while there, it was the first time I had been like sort of out of my town, away from my school, away from my family. Mm-hmm. And I was like blown away at this big world out there. It was just this vast place. I was like, oh, I can get on a plane for 10 hours and then be in this completely different culture with beautiful architecture and an amazing language. And I absolutely fell in love with travel and wanderlust, and just it gave me this adventurous kind of spirit. And I was like, I need to travel the world. So years go by. So I have this wonderful experience in this memory of Paris, of France. And when I was about 14 years old, I was out shopping, and I was in a big department store in the fragrance section. And I look across the room, and I see this bottle of Paris by Yves Saint Laurent. And I walk up to it, I pick it up, I open it, I smell it, and it was like, whoa, it just blew my mind because it brought back all of those wonderful emotions, those memories of that feeling I had when I was 10. And so years and years and years and years later, I've rediscovered through like working with candles and beginning to work with fragrances, that there is this deep-seated emotional connection between fragrance and scents and emotions. And it's just like what you were talking about, how, your olfactory receptors are linked to your limbic system, which is the most primitive part of the brain. And So the scent then goes to the cortex where it's recognized. So by the time you recognize, oh, that's vanilla, there's already been an emotional connection to it.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm. So it's like sort it of like amazing. Why when you smell, you know, a pie and you're like, oh, my God, that reminds me of my grandmother's apple pie. Well, you're connecting to that emotional feeling that triggers a memory. And so it's pretty amazing how connected we are to scent.
Yeah. And and just to understand that link and that kind of like pathway that, you know, does go on. And I should say that this is for men and women. Obviously we all kind of feel that emotional connection to scents, whether it is your mom cooking a certain meal or you even, you know, passing by, when I smell wood burning, like from a restaurant or something like that, it reminds me of when I used to go to Lake Tahoe in the summers when I was a little girl, or, you know, so there's so many different scents that are just even in our environment, and that we, you know, somehow even subconsciously pass, and it brings up an emotion, or brings up sometimes anxiety, or brings up, you know, you remember, you know, a past relationship or a romantic love or something like that. So it's just so incredible how, you know, I think it's so subconscious too. And I think today talking about it and bringing it to our awareness today is so wonderful, because we could also use this to kind of heal ourselves, right? And I think
absolutely.
You've discovered that.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is the meaning behind the fragrances that I create. So each is named after a woman, and they each have their own they exemplify a unique trait. Like Audrey's about love. So the idea for me was, if I create this character Audrey, so she represents love, so it's got peony and roses, jasmine and sandalwood. So when you're smelling it, you're smelling the peony, the jasmine, the roses, and the sandalwood, and it smells amazing, but I try to plug in that it's got that love factor. So throughout the day, you're smelling them, and you're like, you're getting the messages on a subconscious level, as you said. So for Audrey, it's love, and Peyton, it's strength and power. For Sophia Isabella, it's being a free spirit. For Clara, it's like gratitude and abundance. And I figured this out when I was 14 years old, that there's this amazing connection. And I think more and more companies out there and people out there are doing lots of experiments on and scientific studies on the connection between fragrance, scent, and healing. And so it's becoming more and more understood.
Yeah, and it sounds like also it's a little bit too of intention. So like if I am feeling like I need more love, let's say, in my life, or more empowerment, or more, you know, what you were talking about, the personalities that each fragrance represents, and my intention for that week, because I'm feeling, you know, low in some way, is to, you know, my intention is to be more empowered, and I set that intention, and I wear the scent, and that's on my mind subconsciously and consciously. You know, I think that that's also a really, you know, new like paradigm shift in our society, that we all are understanding what these kind of intentions, affirmations, you know, you put it out in the universe, you get it back, that kind of thinking. And I love that, you know, that's tied in with your brand and with your fragrances, is that it's almost like you could set an intention for what you want in your life, and then kind of manifest that through wearing a scent.
Oh, absolutely. Like, for example, today, I love blending them. So I'm wearing Audrey because she's about love. So whatever I say to your audience, I wanted to project love. I also wanted to feel the love back. And then I layered that with Clara, and she's about gratitude, because I'm just grateful for being here. I'm grateful for the company I have. And, you know, and it's like what they say is, you know, when you're grateful for things, they grow and they build. And, so yeah, I if I'm going out on a date with my husband, I'll wear, again, Audrey. It sounds like it's my favorite. Or if I'm doing something that's new and I'm like, you know, oh my God, I'm so nervous, I don't know if I can do this, I'll wear Harper because she's my fearless girl.
Right. Oh, yeah. That's so nice. It's so nice.
Yeah. And it's fun.
It is fun. It's fun. It has meaning and it's purposeful. And I love how it all started. So thank you so much for being here. I just want to tell everybody that you could find Jennifer and her fragrances at definemefragrance.com. That's definemefragrance fragrance.com. And you know, I know that I have the scents personally, and they are just spectacular. So thank you for being with us. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thanks for joining us today, and stay well.